Howdy. First and foremost, I want to thank God for allowing me to be in this moment. I want to thank my teammates. If it weren't for those guys getting me through, you know, the toughest of days. Akeem, TJ, Kayvon, Malik, Wolf, you know, DT. I could name the whole 53-man roster. It's those guys that bring me up on those Thursdays and those Wednesdays, you know, when it's rough. They get me through the day. The personality in the locker room, it really inspires not only me but everybody in the locker room to be better. I want to thank my mom and my dad and my little brother and everything that they've done for me. My mom, she's my biggest fan. She's never missed a game, Little League football, flag football, all the way up to where I am now. So truly a blessing to be here. As I was just telling Mr. Goodell, who would have ever thought, you know, it's truly a blessing. Life is, like what Coach Kubiak always says, life is 90% fair. And you just the 10%, you just got to roll with it. And I'm going to roll with the 10%, stay consistent, and here we are today.
I just wonder how big a chip your team carried on its shoulders coming into this game, considering everything that was being said about Cam Newton was going to be the difference maker in the game, and you turned out to be the difference maker. Talk about the attitude of your team coming in.
You know what? The media today is a great thing. They do an incredible job of promoting the Super Bowl, and not only the Super Bowl, but games and the weeks leading to the game. So, hats off to the media, you know, for a well-played campaign for the Super Bowl. We knew what type of team we were playing, and a very, very talented team from wide receiver down to the offensive guards, center, defensive tackle. We knew what type of game we would have to play, and it's a true blessing to set a goal and go out there and achieve it.
Vaughn, a lot of years Peyton Manning has carried his team. Clearly, defense set the tone in this game. I wonder how gratifying it is, considering it's the end of his career, whatever decision he makes, for the defense to carry him through this situation.
I mean, we carried each other. I mean, that's another well-played campaign by the media, again, to try to, you know, separate the team. But it was truly, you know, a team effort. If it wasn't for Peyton making the decisions that he made to throw the ball short so we can punt the ball, get the ball back. It was truly a team effort. You know, everybody's used to, you know, seeing Peyton go out there and throw for, you know, 45 points a game. But, you know, this year it was truly a team effort. We all had a percentage in this Super Bowl win.
Vaughn, congratulations. Malik Jackson, Derek Wolfe both said that this is the best defense ever. TJ said top three. Where does it rank for you, and does that matter?
I mean, for me, I'm uncomfortable with comparisons. The game is the way it is because of the players that have come before us. The defense is like the Bears' defense, and all these great defenses. Those guys really put their back and their necks on the line for the game. So I'm very uncomfortable with comparisons. But the type of defense that we played this year has just been special. Now, we spent a lot of time with each other. It's not really a 7-5 type thing. You know, I got teammates that spend, you know, a couple of weeks at my house. It's truly a family environment, and I think that's where our success came from.
Vaughn, over here. What has Wade Phillips meant and brought to the Denver defense?
We had a lot of great coaches that have coached me. I can remember the first coach that believed in me, you know, Coach Fox and Coach Smith. If it wasn't for you know, Coach Smith and Coach Fox, those guys are no longer with us. But if it weren't for those guys, you know, instilling what it means to play in the National Football League, I probably wouldn't be here today. And that's for Coach Phillips. You know, we had already had a talented team, so it really wasn't a magical call that Coach Phillips could have called, or you know, a magical scheme. He just came in. He had a magical personality. You know, you got a 68-year-old guy who's hip to everyday events and everyday dances and all this stuff. It's it's truly an energy boost. And when you got guys, not only him, but you got Coach Pug and all these guys are just so in love with coaching, it definitely brings up, you know, the atmosphere in Dove Valley.
Vaughn, obviously you become a free agent at the end of the year. First of all, where does this award rank? You've won a lot of awards in your high school, college, and NFL career. Where does this one rank, and how quickly do you start thinking about your future? And it looks like you made yourself a lot of money last night.
I mean, the Super Bowl, the MVP is special, but the Super Bowl ring is something that I keep with me for the rest of my life. I'll be able to be with my brothers for, you know, eternity. You know, I'll be able to be with those guys for 100 years from now, and that's truly beautiful. I mean, as far as my situation coming up, we have Mr. Elway. He's played in the National Football League. He's one of the best GMs that there is. You know, we're here today because of him. And I have people representing my situation as well. And you know, it's going to be a peaceful thing. You know, I'm not really worried about it. That's another thing that the media tries to play up. I mean, but as for me, I'm just enjoying, you know, being with my teammates, celebrating with those guys. That's where I want to be at right now.
Vaughn, speaking of, I guess, the celebrations, can you take us through what happened last night after you left the stadium? What sort of celebration did you guys have? What did you do? Who performed? Who was the best dancer? All of those things.
I mean, it was a crazy night. I spent a lot of my time with Jeff Herriman, Ohio State, one of our Ohio State rookies. I brought him along with us. Spent a lot of time with my teammates, just celebrated, laughed. You know, we went all the way back to last year when we first got there, and we were all gelling and stuff. So that's where the celebration is, and it really hasn't stopped. You know, I was just talking to Coach Kubiak. I was asking, can we make the plane do backflips, you know, on the way home? So it's definitely going to be a magical week for us, and I'm looking forward to spending time with my teammates going on tour.
Vaughn, congratulations. You spoke after the championship game about the impact DeMarcus Ware has had on your career since he arrived in Denver, and he's kind of become the forgotten man with the Peyton storyline. But how nice is it to cap what's been probably a Hall of Fame career and help him win a championship as well?
Oh, man, it's beautiful. DeMarcus is the he's everything that I really can't even put into words. He's All-American. He's an All-American person. He's an All-Pro player, and he's a leader. He's a big brother to me. He's, you know, coach, mentor. He has a lot of names for me, and it's something that I hold very, very close to my heart. I remember when I first got into the game, watching DeMarcus and watching the passion that he played with, and I wanted to mimic that in my game, in my high school, in my junior high school days. So to have a percentage and helping him, you know, achieve greatness is something that I remember for the rest of my life.